we did okay, and the shape was okay. Bye. But, you know, I couldn't be too despondent with that result. I just thought, going forward, I thought we could kick on against Hull. Obviously, I was mistaken, and we'll come on to Hull in a minute. But the Leeds game, I just thought we... I see what Labrie was trying to do, but it just... Our Achilles heel all season has been set pieces. Now, you could argue that Patterson is positioning for the... I'm not really sure how it sort of manifested itself. I just think it went directly at him, but I just don't know how it went in. I don't know. You could argue it wasn't him, and you could argue it was him for that. Right? But we've said from this not for our season, but he hasn't been playing well, you know. And it's with keepers, I feel like it's not an easy solution to rip one out and put one in. It's not like you've got an injury to a right back and you put a right back in, or as a right back set up for him, you put a right back in. The keeper situation is a lot different.
Oh, yeah, so, I agree.
You know what I mean? You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Now, if you did fucking replace him, I'd have probably went fair enough. But even if you didn't replace him, I was like, well, okay, it's the keeper.
Yeah. So there's 2 points on that, though. Like, I don't know if you've saw the Lugo 9 photographer's 300 game. But yes, Blondie does not look happy one bit in that photograph. Now, I know he's in the
bottom left. Yeah. Yeah. He's raging.
So he's
third string. You know what I mean? Even if Pato was to come out, it would be fucking Miller.
Yeah.
So, look. All I see is I doubt anything's going to change in between the sticks, but if we go up, and that is if, we have to look at that position. We have to, because imagine the amount of pressure that we're going to see in the Premier League. You know what I mean? I just feel like...
So I 100%, I know where you're coming from, but also there's tales of goalkeepers past at Sunderland who've performed fantastically in the Premier League. Jason Steele, it's just the case in point. He wasn't the best for us, but as soon as he went to the Premier League, he was just a different level. So maybe even though Pato was already like our cemented man, maybe he will just naturally step up because he's getting that more competition. Oh, you know, and yeah, sorry, I just wanted to call out.
I just feel like when we're in the Premier League, you're going to rely on your keeper more because we are going to be under pressure a lot more. Mm-hmm. So coming out to collect crosses, for instance, Pat was, he doesn't, every time it goes in, I think, is he going to come or isn't he going, you know what I mean? So it's whereas if I knew it was in a keeper who was confident, I can't, he's going to pick that out in order. So you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a position that needs looking at. I'm not saying get rid of Pat. I'm not. Because people have gone through parts of the season where they're not playing well, but second to that, you know, we really have to think about, are we going to bring a keeper on? Are we going to replace him midway through the season? Probably not.
Oh, not even mid. We're near enough at the end, aren't we? Well, you know, it's in sight.
Two-thirds through whatever we're through, you know what I mean?
That's it. Jacob's joined us, by the way. Welcome, Jacob.
Yeah. Right, welcome. Mate. Evening, lads. Glad Newcastle lost today. I know. I sound upset. Fuck
yeah,
them.
I was going to leave that to the end, but yeah, we can talk about that now.
I guess why not?
I just took a photograph at the end of the game,
which is what I found funny about the Sunderland Twitter account. Like Sunderland literally created a team portal and then from yesterday's game. It's proper funny.
Do you know what? Like, we talk about that. Well, I don't know if you did. You watch it too much?
No, I couldn't. I could only listen to it.
Oh, right. I saw the second half a little bit for a start.
Gordon sending off. What I mean? Look,
you were laughing, weren't you?
Yeah, but what was he thinking? he's gone into the cup final. He's like, well, this will be a good idea. I just fucking clothesline this bloke in front of the ref.
Did you see his post-match interview from the like the winning the semi-final going, oh, I'm really looking forward to my first Wembley as with a club.
Well, you're being a suit.
Liverpool are winning it, Anth. Liverpool are definitely winning it now. Now that he's not.
I didn't know because I think he's the easy one to contain. He's easy.
Cup final.
Liverpool anyway, are definitely winning it.
Fuck them.
Fuck them, yeah.
Yeah, but for those of you just joining in, obviously Jacob just joining in as well, I'm finally in my Alice Springs apartment, so I have good internet, I have consistent internet, and I should be able to create more and more content. We've got fourth place, I think, cemented on. Coventry might be creeping up. I'm not too sure if we might overtake Burnley at one point or not, but I think the top two are pretty much cemented now. And we have to catch up from the Leeds game. So the Leeds 2-1 defeat, which is why you called us when we were talking about Patterson, and also the Hull game, and then the Sheffield Wednesday game. So we've got a lot to talk about today, Jacob. Do you want to quickly throw in your two cents about the Leeds result? Because obviously, Yorkshire Mackham.
Yeah. I'm still some until I die, though. There's no other team I support. Well, Olympiacos, Greek team, a little soft spot, but Sunderland through and through.
Is that because they're not in Leeds, white as well?
Yeah, pretty much. But long story short, with the Leeds game, I think first half we were actually really good. Thought we were really good, and I was surprised that Leeds didn't score in the first 14 or 20 minutes, because that's usually when they've scored. And I thought, do you know what, we could get something out of this. And I thought, if Wilson didn't score, we'd have had a penalty, because the Leeds player was all over Wilson. He was like trying to bring him down, and he took it well with the goal. And then second half, it were like a bit of a different game. I think we were lethargic. I think we were a bit tired, and our subs weren't great. I think what he should have done more was put Mundell for Roberts, Mayenda for Wilson, and Brown on for Rigg. I know they'd just come back from an injury, but I think that'd have really
changed it up enough to be that bit of spark.
Yeah, and maybe put Meppen. We should have put Meppen at the back as well, but we were punished, and that's why I think Roberts is to blame for the Leeds equaliser. And I think second goal, I mean,
it's Paddle. It's Paddle, 100% Paddle, yeah. Mate. Like, but, I mean, the stuff before, and obviously airfield player, all of that, but like Paddle's commanding of that area was woeful. It's just too easy to concede goals like that when you're not fully switched on for the final whistle. And I know as well, it was a little bit like the whistle should have blown maybe a couple of like a minute or so beforehand, but it didn't blow. It was still on. The game was still playing. Stay switched on. Like you can't just let that kind of thing slip by. And it does mean Leeds are like comfortably at the top of the table now on the back of that. And we're kind of hoping other teams do us a lot of favours. How many points between us and Leeds are there now?
I think Leeds are on 76.
Here we go. Leeds 76, Sunderland 65. So they're 11 points clear with what? 11 games. There you go. So if they draw all the games and we win them, there you go, that we're above them. But it's too much of a hill to climb, I think. But yeah. The Leeds game is what it was. Like it was a tough ask, and
I didn't expect anything from it. Like, well, like Jake says, I thought the shape was all right. I could see what he was trying to do.
Yeah,
and we knew it was going to be difficult. So the result, even though you could say it was a mistake by Pato, I was like, yeah, all right, let's move on. The more disappointing result is the whole result, mate. Yeah. That whole game really, really knocked me. Like, obviously, I went, but do you want to move on to Hull now? Or?
Oh, yeah, let's go for it. So, yeah. I just want to say, like, with the Hull game, it's our first back to back defeats this season. So, like, I know there's a little bit of like doom and gloom around the feeling after the game as well, but That's a really good record considering what we're in March. Oh, that was the tail end of February.
Just a performance, mate. It was just off the pace, especially like the first half. It was like, what are we doing? Like, there was no pressure. It was only when we went, you know, the second half, we really, really tried to get back into the game. And I thought, well, why don't you start like that? You know what I mean? You like I said, you can't take any team for granted in this league, no one, because anyone could turn anyone over. You know, we've seen it. So I just think the whole attitude was off. He got tough, but he was way, way off the pace. I thought Robert should have been took off. I can't remember if he was or he wasn't near the end, but he's been off it. Pato, like we've discussed, like the goal.
Oh, the goal was
It's come from like a mistake. Now, Robert is in front of him on a near post.
Robert's 5'6".
Right, yeah, but he's never going to win. He's on the front post because he's never going to be in the middle, in the mixer or the back post to win it at it. He's there to clear it if it comes close. If Pato, if you look at the call, Robert's sort of like, it goes to jump and then doesn't jump. Or goes, do you know what I mean? So he's in two minds. Now, Pato should be fucking steaming through him as the keeper. Like, I know it's your player, but steam through him and shout keepers and grubber, because I sit, I want that far away. There was no shout from the keeper, zero. He might have said it, and that's why Robert sort of like ducked a little bit, but there was no scream. Do you know what I mean? And it's that presence and being confident as a keeper to come out and scream keepers and grab it to put everyone's mind at rest. You know what I mean? If Robert had heard that, he'd have probably ducked, you know what I mean? But he didn't. And then he passed him flat at it. So,
yeah.
I've said it all season, his distribution and his command of his 6-yard area is poor. And, yeah, you know,
his distribution outside of his own half is really shocking, to be fair. Like, it does always go out, or it seemed to always go out for a free in. But, I 100% on board with, like, he needs to be a bit more commanding. I know we've said he's a good shortstopper.
Everyone says it, mate. Everyone says that he's a good shortstopper.
Like he can stop a bullet from 30 yards out or what have you. But when it comes to the simple stuff, like commanding from a corner, what was the Leeds one again? If he just shouts up what he wants the defender to do a little bit clearer and sooner, then maybe that doesn't even happen. Maybe the shot doesn't even get put off. See what I mean?
And sometimes, when we play from the back, which, again, it's the modern goalkeeper has to do. That has to be good for his feet. Sometimes he's passing. I'm like, fucking hell, you're lucky to get away with that. You know what I mean? I can count maybe 10-plus times where he's done that and thought, fucking hell. I know he's intended to, but it's the presence of mind of knowing, they're on the squeeze here. I'm going to go along and put it in the corner. He doesn't know that. He just thinks of a pattern of play and plays it. You know what I mean? Where a keeper who's got a bit more about them will understand that the press is on, he can go along.
Yeah.
I'm not a professional footballer, you know, so I can only comment on what I see.
You've played a lot of FIFA in your time, though, as well.
Oh, well, yeah, haven't we all? Yeah, I've got sore thumbs. No, but what I'm saying is I've seen enough football to know when a keeper needs either improving or changing. You know what I mean? Like, if the times when Vitor, I like watching Vitor. I thought Vitor was good. You know, Tommy, obviously.
Manone wasn't one of my favourites.
I didn't mind Vitor, like.
I thought he was like decent bloke, but like, he came straight off the back of Pickford, wasn't it? Or was it
Pickford, obviously.
No, Vitor.
Was it Pantelimon?
Vitor was before Pickford.
Was he? I thought it was Pickford, Pantelimon, Vitor. But
But these are keepers we remember. These are keepers we remember. We go, yeah, he's a good keeper. You know what I mean? I don't think at the minute I would say that about Patterson. You know what I mean? I wouldn't.
I think Chris Turner. If you look from our relegation from the Premier League era, he's miles above every other keeper we've had. Miles above. I think.
Pickford, definitely.
He might look as far. If we're going to rate Patterson, I'd say he's all right. Do you know what I mean? That's all I'd say. I would never say he's a good keeper, a brilliant keeper.
Good.
He's all right. But look, I don't want to slag him off too much because. He is young in the sense of a keeper. I think he's 23, 24. I can't remember how old he is. For a keeper that's young, you know what I mean? So he could still learn and come on.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, look, we need to maybe plan for the future if we go up.
Yeah.
Or next season, whatever, you know what I mean? We just need to be looked at. I'll give them lads a go, like Moa. He did okay when he came in. Blondie, no one's seen him. Obviously, I don't watch the 21s. Does he play in the 21s? Well, he must do because he's young. So, you know.
Blondie is chomping at the bit. You can tell he wants to get first team football.
It's difficult with keepers to replacing them. It doesn't normally happen, does it? You know what I mean? You see, like United, Onana has a fucking nightmare for players next game because sometimes he plays well. So, the keeper situation, I don't know. I wouldn't like to make that decision.
Well, luckily, that's what we pay Reggie Labrie to do. But I will also reiterate, though, if a player has a bad game, and keepers included, we should be able to comment on that. We're not, like, saying this is the worst player in the world. It's just, like, these performances have been so bad. But you will have people who are coming in and going, look, you only ever slate people when they're poor. Like, that's the whole point. That you're allowed to criticise the performance levels when they're subpar. Like, I think that's a valid thing from any football fan, from any club.
People pay enough money to do that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've given this club, and so no doubt you have and other people have, thousands of pounds, at least over the years. So, you know, all I'm saying is, you know, I'm not critiquing them too hard, but the position definitely needs to be looked at in the future.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And that's what I think we've got the benefit of the rest of this season to do, really, is to just enjoy the rest of the football. Like I said, I think fourth place is roughly where we're going to finish, give or take one or two, depending on the next couple of performances. So now I think it's the time to like cement what we are as a club and who we want to keep going forward. Depends on what happens in the last couple of weeks as well, how far away we are in terms of like mathematically going out of the playoffs versus getting automatics. What Reggie Labrie and I'll say a little bit of Speakman and KLD start to inject, play this player, play that player, just so we can increase their market value, that kind of thing. I do see that happening quite a bit. Kind of why I thought Ashish came back in January as well. Like, where's he gone since the two January games? He's disappeared. So I don't know. Like, rotation of players is a key point. From that league game.
Ashish, Portsmouth.
Sorry?
Ashish.
Yeah, Adil Ashish. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Adil Ashish came out for two games to increase his market value. That's what we might do towards the tail end of the season, depending on how mathematically we are. Sorry. I've just got to call out a couple of things in the chat as well, talking about Danny Welbeck. So we'll bring up that in a bit. Rosie says she's 50-50 with you because every goalkeeper does have mistakes in them. Dale's joined us as well.
Well, I don't know. I watch a lot of football and
yeah,
like Courtois, you know.
Courtois was I thought Courtois was one of the best Premier League keepers, and they were like,
he's fucking superb, Courtois, like, and he's massive, by the way. He's a million foot.
No exaggeration there at all, right?
keepers, they're always there, you know, can divide opinion.
That's it.
But, it is what it is.
Dale says, I can't see Patterson has got what it takes. I'm presuming that's on jumping on with you saying for the Premier League. Good to change them. For a game or two, my mind, we need to win every game from now on.
good luck with that.
should we talk a little bit about the actual, the whole rest of the game? I know we've talked about the fumble on the corner a bit.
It was just huff and puff, mate. Like, it was... Hull came with a game plan. Again, I tell you what I hate is that the time wasting, because the clubs, like Crouchy says, he always says, people, it's like their cup final when they come to our stadium, which probably is sometimes, not saying all clubs, but, you know, when it's a big stadium, big-ish crowd, depending on what day it is.
Yeah.
It's fucking Tuesday, I don't know. But I just feel like they came with, we're going to sit, try and get on the break. They didn't have to, obviously, because of a mistake. Yeah. Time waste, sit deep. It was just dull. Obviously, they're fighting to stay in the league. So I sort of get it. But as far as like, they had one goal, I can't remember his name, the lad in midfield played really well. I think got the man of the match. But
yeah, they are.
Yeah, we huffed and puffed in it. We left it too late. We started off terribly, mate. It was just lax. Passing was going astray. And the time wasting, like, they would go down. But the referees are not jumping on it, mate. They'll wait, like, I think there was a few, I think Keeper got booked for time wasting, but they don't jump on it straight away. It's like, the crowd's got to get really on the back of the referee to see it. Oh, well, ref, this is about the fifth, sixth time, the time wasting. Why don't the ref just do it straight away and it would stop it? Why is he waiting? If he's going to book someone for time wasting, why are you waiting for the sixth, seventh time? It just, because if he booked them on the first time, time wasting, no one would have done it after that. Do you know what I mean? Because he's put a line in the sand now.
It's setting a precedent for it, mate.
And another thing, while I'm on a roll, linesman, mate, like, I'm linesman this season, they're not getting involved. Like, I'm watching them, and I'm like, yeah, they're flagging for offside, but for decisions, when they're right there and they can see it, why are they not flagging? Because sometimes, like, the ref's making a decision, and the linesman's not doing anything. He's not even going over the fucking linesman to ask. You know what I mean? I just feel like they're just bystanders half the game. It's like on a Sunday league where you give someone the flag again. Hey, mate, will you run the line? Because that's what it feels like. You know what I mean? I just feel like the standing officiating this season's been poor. Like, really poor.
And I think that nicely brings us on to their handball, which should have been a penalty. It was clear as cut as you could possibly see. There was no break in the line from the referee. The liner could see it. The fourth official could see it. Why wasn't that given as a handball for a penalty? And like, it was at 67th minute.
I've seen it, mate. It looks like a penalty to me. Like,
there was for them to say it was ball to hand, absolutely ludicrous. There was about 8 foot between the actual ball getting kicked in his hand. Like, yeah, it was a little bit fast, but it was like more than a second and a half to move out of the way. You knew exactly what you were doing by doing that. So,
but on the flip side of that, mate, you could argue we got a lot of luck against Wednesday.
I mean,
do you know what I mean? There was two incidents there, you know what I mean? So I feel for Wednesday, and that's what I mean. So, like, you could argue he held the handball, the ball when it came in the box. If they'd had VAR, that would have been given.
Oh yeah, yeah. And like, I'm on all right with that. If it's fair, have it. If it's fair, have it. Like,
yeah, and Meander's goal. You know what I mean?
Meander's goal. Which one was the first one?
Yeah, so when Yelda puts a ball in, their centre half really badly misjudges it, but it comes off Meander's hand and then it into his path and he scores. And the rules state, like, if it comes off your hand and leads to a goal, it's got to be disallowed. So, again, there's two incidents that you could look at and go, all right, well, you know, we didn't get against Hull, but we've got a lot of luck against Wednesday, you know, so...
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. The standard of officiating and the way they look at it, it's poor.
Across the board, man, for every club. Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'm probably saying it's more like 80-20 against us, though. Like, we've had at least four decisions I can think of in the last... Well, since the start of the year versus how we are, and that Sheffield Wednesday one, I'm unhappy to give that one 20% away if we get the 80% back. We would have been much better off in... I can't remember who else we've lost to this year. We lost away to Plymouth. I think Plymouth that away. Was... I think there was a shocking decision.
That was the start.
We threw a lot of Leeds away.
I mean, the Leeds game was just daft, though. Sorry. Right, while I'm in a bit of a mental pickle, I'm going to catch up on the chat. I've got the new Pride shirt on, by the way. It is fucking class.
I like it, mate.
It looks...
It's all out, don't
they? Yeah.
Yeah, it's so sleek. Like, the print is... like, it's not stitched on. It's not printed on. Like, it's printed in the shirt. No, it's printed in the shirt. So it's like... Right. Like, the ink is actually in the polyester. It's really quite nice. It's not a sticker, which is different. Where am I now and what am I wearing? So I'm in Pride shirt. And I'm in Alice Springs in my own apartment. So this will slowly fill out with furniture and stuff. It'll look nice at one point.
Get yourself a parrot. I feel like you're in Australia. You need a parrot in Australia or an exotic bird.
I just need the chat log just to see what I've already gone through.
No, you need a kangaroo. It's kangaroos, isn't it? Over there and koalas and...
Get yourself a koala.
Koala. I don't know what chlamydia, mate. What are you talking about?
And a bloody didgeridoo. And a bloody didgeridoo, mate.
I'll get myself a boomerang. And I'll have just fuck the mags on it, and I'll keep throwing it around.
Red and white boomerang.
That's it. We've got a couple of people extra joining in the chat, by the way. You got Bong, welcome along. He's asked us to discuss Job versus Hull, so that's something we can put on as well.
But like, yeah, he was missing, went missing, mate. Wasn't even there, to be honest with you. You could say that for the majority of them. No one stood out for me.
I don't know. Like, for the whole game, I think the only person I saw that was like doing a decent job was Dan Neil.
He's been performing well. I think Luke, Hume, I can't remember if. Obviously, I mean, there is a talking point about Sirkin didn't start against Chef Wed. And I just feel Sirkin has definitely been off the boil.
You keep on talking about his hand thing, though, don't you? So maybe it's...
He has got an ongoing thing with his thumb. But there was a duty room with something's gone on in his personal life, which I'm not going to mention now because I'm not for tittle-tattle late, but I don't know. The reason... He was dropped, obviously, because he came on anyway, but he deserves a start, he deserves a goal, and I thought he did okay. I think against Chef Wed.
On the Hielder perspective, I think that's the first game he actually impressed me in. So, again, I'm more than happy with that. Like, but he's had some...
He was steady.
No, he was solid. That's what you want from a centre back. Or a defender, should I say, in this case. You want somebody who's just there, reliable, and can clear the ball when it's necessary. And he did that to a T.
To be fair to Labrie, he's obviously changed it up. Obviously, he started the Elder, he started Brown, and he started Meander. You know what I mean? So he's moved it around. And we won. So, you know, that's good management. And people get on about Labrie and about, like, sometimes he's thrown games away and he's made the wrong decision. But what do you expect? He's human. You can't... If you'd have said to me the start of the season, in March, would you want to be fourth going into the playoffs?
Oh, absolutely.
And I went, yeah. Mm. And I get it, we've chucked games away, we've chucked points away, but it's football, you've just got to live with it. But I'm just happy with the response of Labrie, and he changed things around and we won. So, you know, you can't argue with that.
Yeah, I think if we drop points against Sheffield Wednesday, though, the bandwagon would start to gather a little bit more momentum then. And again, I think it's a little bit too, catastrophizing. It's a bad spell. We have bad spells every single season, regardless of which league we're in. I can't remember the last time we didn't have like a run of 4 or 5 games where we just hit the shit. We've done it twice
last
this season.
Last season
was any time under Beale plus the last 4 weeks. Two losses in a row in the grand scheme of things isn't that bad. We've got a couple of extra questions. Paul Wilson saying, speaking of time wasting, someone started on Bowers at the ground after Hull. I mean,
I heard about that after the Hull game. Yeah. I remember Bowers saying it in his. He mentioned it in his, the match reviews he does.
Yeah.
Wanted to fight with him.
No, I think they just had a go at him for summer.
A Sheldon fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's daft. It's an opinion, isn't it? You're allowed to voice your opinions.
That is. Some fans are morons. You know what I mean? Look, I've got one that's six next. Honestly, where I sit, mate, I hear him every fucking game going, oh, he should have done this. He should have nutmegged him and done this. The bloke's about fucking 60 year old. Where's fucking Stone Island? He fucking melts. Okay. Do you know what I mean? You're always gonna get fucking knobs who've got a different opinion. You know what I mean? I'd probably say the majority of Sullivan fans are normal people, but there's fucking morons in the world. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is. That's annoyed me. That you shouldn't be getting on the back of someone who's a Sullivan fan there. To have a go at them, like, it's just fucking stupid.
It happens at other clubs as well. I think it were like that at Arsenal when it was Wenger in, Wenger out, when it were that time at Arsenal. That's what it was.
It's not like we're fighting for fucking relegation, you know what I mean? We're fourth.
No.
We're fourth behind three teams with literal parachute payments as well. Like, we're doing fucking fantastic in terms of like just comparatively to the rest of the league. If you look at pure spend, if you look at age, if you look at development, we're on the up. And the fact that we're not top two just tells you how much of a gap we need to still improve on. But there you go. And I also want to call out, by the way, Adam French, welcome along. He says,
bonjour, Adam.
He says, fuck the Max.
FTM.
You never walk alone.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Do you? Oh, that's Scouters, isn't it? Sorry. What
of course
we need
it is, Anne. What are you talking about?
Oh, please.
What are you talking about, mate?
What you need to do, like, stay in the halfway. Like, oh, God, cake. Okay, it's 23 in the box.
You can get out. Yes, so
yeah, Dale's basically saying, sorry, we're going back to tactics, but before we go back to the tactics in the Hull / Sheffield Wednesday game, welcome along, Paul. How you doing, mate?
Hello, Paul.
Hello. You all right?
Not too bad, mate.
Yeah, we're good, Paul.
Oh, it's been a while. Been a hot minute.
I know, I've just been gaming. I've been out all day.
Oh, good. Glad you had a nice weekend, mate. I don't know what's happening with some of our fans though. Like, you popped in that thing about Bowers, but who was it Fain who basically had to stop doing YouTube as well because somebody started to like offer him out on a fight next time you saw him out in the street or something?
No, I can't remember. But I saw something on Facebook, Amp, a few, I can't remember, it was recently, and it were about, I think it were after we lost to Hull or Leeds, they said, oh, sack Reggie Labrie. Oh. Or someone said something about sacking Reggie. He should be sacked.
Yeah, but look,
that's why I got said that. Look, like pre losses.
Yeah, some fans are fucking morons. Like, you know what I mean? It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I see it. Overall experience for me, the time I spoke at the club for like, 45 years. You know what I mean? I've been going for 35 years, and I've always had a good experience. Yeah, now and then you'll get knobs, but that's just the way it is. But to, you know, to be violent towards one of your own fans is just moronic. It's probably a fucking moron. You know what I mean? It's just...
Or somebody had a bit too much to drink or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I wish it was fucking me. But anyway, never mind. Move on.
Do you want to explain why the person actually had a go at Michael?
Go on then. Yeah, let's get the juicy details.
Well, as you know, Michael doesn't like keepers coming to the stadium of light, time wasting.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The lad basically about a couple of rows from us keep shouting to Michael, why are you keep saying don't time waste? Michael said nothing to him, but the lad actually was keep shouting at Bowers, and there was a lot, he was shouting at the young lad behind us because he was banging on the thing behind us.
Are you in that little cluster where people bang the bloody metal thing?
Oh. Yeah, but it's not me.
Honestly, can you chop their bloody socks off or something? Because Jesus Christ, that's so irritating.
So are you in Crazy Corner, Paul, are you?
Yeah, I'm in the southwest corner.
All right.
Okay. Michael actually, because I said to him, "Are you okay?" And he was like, "No." So I said to him, "Speak to a steward." At full time, he spoke to the steward. The steward sorted it out.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what they're for. You know what I mean? We look. It's we just got to accept some fans are fucking idiots. It's the way it is. You know. So.
Right.
95% of Sullivan fans are normal. Ish. Well, it's a valid thing, maybe not, but you know what I mean?
Ish.
If everyone has a skinful, you know what I mean? It's sometimes people do that.
Maybe not when they've had five drinks. Not after they've had five drinks or something like that.
It's just the way it is. You know.
Fuck off.
Five drinks, mate. What are you talking about? Baby numbers. Right. Yeah. So. Where are we at in the league? Sheffield Wednesday.
Do you want to talk about Sheffield?
Fourth.
We'll talk about Sheffield game.
Yes, there you go. The Sheffield game. So where's Sheffield Wednesday now? Bang in the middle of the table. 13th.
Yeah, bang. Just below middle, maybe. I don't know. Well, the game itself, I thought, well, you know, I mentioned the changes. He made three changes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought... The Sheffield really didn't offer a lot. Like I said, the two incidents that you could have said were handballs we got away with. But look, we'll take that look because we don't get much of it. But overall, I thought, obviously, Meander deserved man of the match. Happy for Luke and his 300th appearance. And I thought, although sometimes it was a bit itty-bitty, but I just thought we shaded it in the end. Do you know what I mean? And Meander's goal, he's in play goal for the header to win it. You know, I was happy for Meander because he was buzzing straight into the fans. Got a yellow card for that, like. But I thought we deserved the win. Do you know what I mean? I didn't think Sheffield Wednesday offered a great deal. They had moments, but that was it.
And again, yeah, that's probably very similar to how I was going to describe it, mate. Sheffield Wednesday should have had that penalty, but I don't think, because that was like the ninth minute in the game, I don't think it would have had a massive impact on how the rest of the game panned out. Sunderland had clearly the better players and tactics on the day. The chances that they didn't take from a Sheffield Wednesday perspective was exactly what we'd expect defensively from our lads, with the exception of the conceding goal, of course. But I think on the attack, it's where we naturally have come this season to just look brilliant. Like, the second goal for me is just perfect. Like, the cross in and the run into the box from the edge whilst the cross has been taken to slam it from, what is it, the six-yard line? Just absolute bullet of a header. Keeper doesn't know what to do. I genuinely just want to see more football like that from us. And I know we've mentioned a little bit, like, the whole game didn't seem to be a lot of that. But when teams naturally come further up the pitch, we've got that space to break into. We look fantastic. Yeah. We need to work out how to balance that out. And Sheffield Wednesday, just, very
Sheffield
easy.
Did, to be fair to Sheffield, they didn't want to sit in. You know what I mean? You could see they wanted to try, and because they were at home. You know what I mean? Like you say, it gives us a bit more license to get forward. I thought, like, taking Meander, putting Meander on for Wilson, sorry, that's a fucking bold move, that, because if Wilson's a fan's favourite, the thing with Wilson is he doesn't score fucking easy goals. You know what I mean? Every goal he scores is fucking a worldie, or it's difficult. Like, Meander offers somewhat different. You know, he's a bit more pacey in the channel. You know what I mean? Wilson's got pace, but I think Meander runs the channel a little bit better, and he's always hanging off. Do you know what I mean? That shoulder's the last defender's shoulder. So different players, you know what I mean? And to be fair to Labrie, it fucking worked, you know what I mean? So that's off to him. Making three changes and getting 3 points.
Yeah, 100%. Jacob, Paul, do you want to chip in?
Wednesday, I think it was just... I think first half we were decent. I mean, Wednesday had a few chances, but I think Meander's got... We were lucky not really to get disallowed, because it was handball, but it wasn't, like, deliberate, but still, handball's handball, isn't it? But I think he still took it well, I think. And then second half, I don't think we were as good. I think we were a bit cagey, which led to the Sheffield Wednesday equaliser, and I thought my dad was screaming at the TV, you know, just... Same, I don't know what we were doing for their equaliser. Yeah, it was. It was just... But then I think towards the end, we started getting better towards the end of second half, and then we got our winning goal, and yeah, I think fairly deserved win. We weren't great, but we weren't terrible. You know what I mean? I think we're decent performance, I'd say.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was content with it, but the 3 points at the end of the day, that's all we can remember. That's all people will remember.
Yeah, and like I said at the start of the stream, since the last podcast, it's 3 games and 3 points. So, like, if we're talking about 3 draws, it might be a different story, but it's nice to come off the back of a win and going into the next couple of games. I will also point out, Dale's pretty much reiterating a couple of points we've made already, but they do need saying again. We let in far too many goals, especially because we sit back. We've got to work on how we build up on that defence a bit better. And I think the Leeds game is a prime example of it, and that equaliser for Sheffield Wednesday, where we sit back, we hold off, and we try to retain the lead. that's if we had a more... I wouldn't go into the boringness of Burnley, but if we had a more solid, reliable defence, we would have picked up a lot more points this season, which is, again,
I think we need Ballard and Meppen. I want to see Ballard and Meppen start, you know, them two at the back.
The thing is,
instead of either Ballard or Onion or Meppen or Onion, I'd like to see Ballard and Meppen.
I don't think that's happening while O9's at the club. That's the thing. I think O9 is just... I think O9 is a natural leader.
I think he'll be at Sunderland. He'll be at Sunderland until the end of his career, I think. O9.
We'd let him be. we'll let him be there at least and get his coaching badges, because I think he's got passion for the game. But from a defensive standpoint, physicality does count for a lot, and... Not to like jest into it a bit, but he's not a massive defender. He's definitely a defender who gets stuck in and does what you want. Kind of reminds me a little of Catamol, small man, heart on the sleeve kind of approach. But sometimes you just need a big 6'2" centre back who's just going to dink the ball away from across. Yeah. I don't know how else to improve it with the players we've currently got. Maybe that's a summer transfer thing. Maybe we've just got to accept that's our issue this season and try and just not sit back when we take lead and go for two or three more. What do you think, Paul?
The other thing is it probably has worked with because as you know, Jacob, I told you that before the I think Thursday it was.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Rowe actually did say that Chef Wade actually was missing a couple of defenders. Because I was speaking to Michael, actually. Michael said, actually, when Chef Wade even played Burnley, Danny Rowe even said that they were actually missing a couple of players as well. The same defenders was missing. So maybe that actually went in our way. Yeah, you know, to actually get the 3 points at Chef Wade.
Yeah, and I think that we needed to take advantage of that, and I think we did anyway. But you know, I think that's what we should do in the future as well. You know, when things like that come up, I think Reggie Labrigo should go. Look, lads, they've got some key players missing. Let's take advantage of it and be constantly at them. You know. I think we need to start doing that a bit more.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So before we move on to other results around the league today, or around the competition, shall I say, do you want to quickly go over your thoughts ahead of the Cardiff City game? Who do you think is... Well, obviously, what's the score prediction, but... What's the biggest threat from Cardiff at the moment?
Can't really think of one, to be honest.
No disrespect to them. Every team in this league can beat any team on the day. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't really studied their players, but I feel like at home, I said this against Hull, so I'm probably going to be wrong again, but I feel like we should be dominating the game. Do you know what I mean? League position where we are, where they are, the players we've got, I feel like, you know, we've got enough to get by them. Not saying that's going to happen, obviously, but I feel like we should be doing that, you know. But again, it's football, But I'll go with a comfortable win, mate.
Go on. What's your numbers? And he's scoring.
I see a 3-0.
Clean.
I'm going to say Wilson hat-trick because I've been seeing it all season.
He will get one. Just
well, hopefully on Saturday. But, you know,
if he starts.
Yeah, but he needed that. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like a little bit of burnout because you know he's signed a contract. He feels a bit of pressure because strikers do when they have a dry patch. You know. Maybe that little wrestling reinvigorate him. You never know. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, and the same with Meander to the other end. If we've only got one position up front, one of them's got to show up for the game, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to Jacob next for his prediction.
Like you said, it's not gonna be easy. Well, no game is guaranteed. I know a lot of fans might get a bit confident and say comfortable win, but I'm actually going to go with a 2-0 win. I don't think it'd be as comfortable as what we make it out to be because I think Cardiff will be fighting for points to stay up, won't they? Because they're in quite danger out of the bottom half at Championship. They'll be teams like that, especially at this time of the season, they'll be really competitive. So I'm actually going to go with a 2-0 Sunderland win. I think it'd be a bit more cagey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I still think we'll win. So away the lads.
Paul,
it won't be 7-0, Am. Won't be 7-0.
Oh, where's Ted when you need him?
Oh, he says 6-0. He's gone.
Every time. Paul, lad, what are you saying?
Well, we've got to get back winning ways at home, so I'm going to go 3-0. But the thing is, I'm going to keep an eye on their game on Tuesday. Because I've just seen Cardiff actually play Burnley
mm-hmm.
on Tuesday night. I'll be giving that a shout.
Yeah, it's a good show, Paul. I'll watch that.
They are at Cardiff, though, and they do have a game in hand, don't they, as well? So, you've got a 3-0, a 2-0, and a 3-0. I'm going to say, I was going to say 2-0, but... I don't know, I think that's a little bit disrespectful to how they're currently playing. Like, they're doing all right, but they're doing all right against teams that are around them. Like, they're beating Hull, Portsmouth, and that kind of... I know they didn't beat Portsmouth, but they're picking up points all of a sudden. So I think we've got to be a little bit respectful, but not too much. So I'm going to say 3-1 with their goal coming in, like, just after half-time, because we'll be sleepy. But, yeah, goal scorers... Mundell? Joe? And in the middle of Mundell, Job, and I'm going to go for Isidore third. I just feel like we've got, as long as we can create the gaps to attack forward, we're getting goals. It's just I think we need to like not put all 10 men in the opposite pitch and get expected on the
What Cardiff are going to do, didn't you? You know what they're going to do, didn't you?
Part of the bus.
Yeah, of course they're going to fucking come part of the bus.
So
the manager will be saying, right, these are a good side. We'll sit deep and try and get them on the counter. It's fucking so predictable, mate. I could give it kind of team talk. It's crap. You know what I mean? That's exactly what he's going to say.
It's what we've dealt in with a roundabout all season. Way. It's what we've dealt with all fucking season. That's stadium, boring, mate. There's got to be a way. The easiest way to get around it is to invite them further up the pitch. And I think which game...
Yeah, but where are they in the league?
20th.
So they're fighting for survival. Fighting for survival. Hey, yo. Yeah. A bit pop. Anyway, yeah. So they're fighting for survival. So that's exactly what they're going to fucking do. See what fucking all did.
Catch us on a dodgy counter, hope for a fuck-up. Because let's face it, we have got a fuck-up in us as well, so...
Of course we have, every team has. But how far off of safety are they?
Oh, they're 5 points clear with a game in hand.
Right, okay.
So they're not desperate yet, but they might be desperate by the time the Burnley game, by the time we play them on the weekend.
So, right, all right.
Yeah. It's a bit of a tricky one. Right.
So, yeah.
Well, it's good to finally have a 3 o'clock game as well.
Yeah.
You do know what time... So, games for me... Let me just reload up the Sunderland website. The Cardiff game for me, I think it kicks off at 12:30 on Sunday morning. The Preston North End game is at 5:15 on Wednesday morning. And then again, half midnight. It's not nice. I want to sleep.
You got a day for the club, mate.
Oh, no. And now I've got my own spot. There's no internet excuses anymore. There's no... Oh, I've only got... To be fair, the worst hotel around here, I had... 0.8 megabyte upload, which I don't know if you know, but you actually genuinely had faster dial up in the year 2001. So, yeah, not great.
Downloading stuff off LimeWire.
This will be complete in 6 years. Oh, cheers.
Yeah.
Just be lucky I'm not playing Apex anymore. The last thing
I'm not playing now, Adam.
I can't. The server ping is 354 or more because it connects to Sydney. It's basically like you trying. Wow. It's like you trying to connect to Zurich. It's quite far. And that's your local. What I did want to talk about is the Mags. I don't normally talk about the Mags. Oh, I can't. Right. I can't stand them. But I still think it's quite funny everything that's happened.
I've got one point about him. I'll let you do yours, but yeah, go on.
Yeah. So the comments so far have been all about Danny Welbeck. Danny Welbeck and his lovely comments towards the end of the game, saying he's a Macam at heart after getting some ridicule.
Yeah.
So I think,
well done, Danny.
I think that's the thing I want to harp on the most. Like, it couldn't have happened more perfectly. Beating the Mags at St James's, self-proclaimed Macam as well.
He was getting stick through the game as well, you know what I mean? So, you read what you saw, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And what's it as well, like the Barini celebration where he stands on the borders with his, like...
Did he do that, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he actually watched it. It was just the pinnacle of just class. So it's more around Danny Welbeck and how he basically done a solid for Sunderland while playing for Brighton today. Actually the Mags losing it. I'm not really that interested in what the Mags do, as long as they lose against Liverpool in a couple of weeks' time, they'll be what, 60 years without a trophy?
Yeah,
70 years, wasn't it? 55?
Yeah, it was 1955. The last time they won, well, they won a trophy in 69, but I think it was like it wasn't FA Cup or League, it was mini trophy, but last time. Fairs Cup.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. Or the last time
they won a major trophy. Major trophy, the last one was FA Cup in 1955 against Man City.
And there's us with our Papa John's trophy, you know what I mean? Like, they can't even win that.
The glorious Papa John's. Like, I just want to make one point. It's mag related.
Okay, good.
So, on the Cardiff game, I don't know if they're still playing, but there's a band called Dead Wet Things. Have you heard of them?
No. Not heard of them.
Dead Wet Things, right, they're a good Sunderland punk band, and they're up and coming. Well, they've been gone a while, actually, and they're playing the Sheepfolds, I think, at 1:30 on the day of the Cardiff game. So I'll be going along to watch them, and it's just... Sam Fender, you know, if you listen to Sam Fender, who's a mag, and then you listen to Dead Wet Things, Sam Fender's a funny mate. You know what I mean? You've got to listen to Dead Wet Things, a good up-and-coming Sunderland punk band, so I'll give them a shout-out.
I haven't heard somebody be called ages, like what?
Hey, but listen, they've got a song called Bag of Cans, which is immense. You know what I mean? It's a good anthem, good summer anthem. Listen to them on iTunes.
I think I might try and find them elsewhere. But fucking hell. Right. Dale says, but six in a row and six league titles.
I just think those up the road will be missing Gordon for the
game
against Churchill and all.
Yeah. That's gonna cost him.
I don't know what he was thinking there, mental.
I don't think he's that influential for him though. They put a lot of hype on him.
His foul was as bad as his hairstyle. That's how horrible his foul was. It was as horrible as his hairstyle.
I mean,
Pinelli looks like Logan Paul.
The thing is, though, I would not put this past any single Newcastle player at all, with the exception of Isaac. I think all of them would happily be on the take. All of them would be, if you get your sent off in this game, here's 50 grand, here's 100 grand, whatever. I think they'll all be like that, with the exception of Isaac.
Can you see him winning it, Amthor? Can you see him winning Carabao and beating Liverpool, or do you think?
No, I couldn't see Liverpool it. I couldn't see it with Gordon. I can't see it without Gordon. Like,
but it's the final's a final, isn't it? Look, we can't celebrate now.
I'm not celebrating it, but you've got to remember they played Liverpool's, like, I say not A team, but like A minus team. They played a strong Liverpool team the other week, and they played at their best players. And they lost 2-0. They didn't look in it at all. So,
it's an unreal team, isn't it, Anf? Liverpool. They've got an unreal, their team. you know.
Just say to them who celebrated Trafalgar Square and who didn't, because they're not allowed. Trafalgar Square shut for them.
Won't even watch it. I don't know.
Did you hear this?
I'd say it's more like Liverpool are going to win it like 85%. Like, I put it towards them and 15 to Liverpool.
Newcastle 40%.
No, 15.
We shouldn't be talking about. We give them too much airtime here. Fuck them.
Yes.
Well, do you know? No, but I will say this though. You know, you know that Adam Pearson YouTuber. He made a video the day after we lost to Leeds.
Yeah. Okay.
Sort of rubbing it in and that.
I'll finish on this. If a club, right, and the fan base are gloating about our results, then obviously not. You know, they haven't reached where they want to reach. You know what I mean? They're still small club mentality. You know what I mean? Revert back to, oh, let's give Sunderland some shit instead of saying, look what we've won. So that's it. They're a long, long, long way off of becoming a top six team. Obviously, whatever it is, the financial fair player.
FFP.
FFP.
I don't think it'll happen. There will never be a top six side, Newcastle.
They've just got a small mind mentality. If they're thinking about us, you know, I know we're talking about them, but you know, linking into the Danny Welbeck thing, I guess. But especially if YouTubers are making a video about it, I just feel like, you know, you need to fucking move on. You know what I mean? And concentrate on where the club's going, not about all rivalry. And that's how much they've got to talk about. You know what I mean? Because they haven't won anything, so they've got to revert back to type.
Yeah, I've got to say, this is the most I've ever dedicated on this channel to the mags, like, but...
We do mention it now and then, but I wouldn't make a fucking whole video about it.
Yeah, no, this has been 6.5-7 minutes out of my, what...
Like, delete it out.
No, I've done about 3,000-4,000 hours of football content, so I think 7 minutes in, there's the polar opposite of obsessed. To be fair, we did we had a good chat about them when they won as well in the Black Cats bar bullshit. But other than that,
yeah, that's when I was raging. Not about our club. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've moved on since then.
Oh yes, we have. And speaking of moving on,
yeah, the next time we play them, we'll probably beat them. To be honest, we'll probably beat them.
Yeah. Yeah. So, last question: who are the four teams that are going to finish in the playoffs? We've got 10 games to go.
Burnley.
10 games to go, is it? Or 11 games to go?
I can't remember. Well, it's going to be us.
Yeah.
It's going to be Burnley.
Burnley.
And then I'll probably say
Coventry. I'd say Coventry and West Brom.
Yeah, well, just as it is now, but like, I feel like Coventry and West Brom could dip in and out. I wouldn't want Coventry because I feel like
not Wembley, no.
It's just not a bogey team, but I just don't know why we don't play well against them.
We've got them away coming up.
Yeah. So of course they've got obviously Lampard and that sort of manager bounce. If you like, even though I thought Robbins was a good manager. So, and again, you've got West Brom connections there, I guess.
Mowbray, yeah. Imagine playing him at Wembley.
I wouldn't want that because I do like Mowbray, but I don't think, I just feel like it should be us and Burnley. Just out on merit.
On merit,
that's what I feel like it should be. Although that probably won't happen, but I feel like it should be.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. So, I'd like Norwich at Wembley, though. I know they won't make it, but if I could choose who to play at Wembley, I'd go with Norwich.
Mate, that's...
I'd probably go with that.
To be fair, they're only 4 points offered, but they are down in 11. So goal difference is a massive factor. So, yeah, I'm probably going to say, obviously, Burnley-Sunderland, I think 5 points ahead of Sheffield is too much to climb. But oh, seeing that they've got Cardiff, which could be two points behind, but Sheffield, so maybe. I think definitely us, and below us, I'm gonna say West Brom and Blackburn. I hope the Smoggies lose on the last day. Because that'll be
difficult to play their money on either at Wembley or playoff.
I'm a bit indifferent about Mins, but if it was to happen, Middlesbrough Sunderland at Wembley, that would be difficult, to say the least. Not only for all the fans and the police.
The police, yeah. You know
it would be fucking... It was so much bullshit if that happened. But I just feel they've dropped right off now.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, after them five defeats. Have put them off.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, the worst... Obviously, police in London will be able to manage it okay. It's the British Transport Police on the trains down. It's going to be carnage.
Well, if you remember last time, I was at London with you, when Wembley were here, I was fucking leathered.
Yes, you were. No
one gave the shit, so...
That's because it's Wickham, though, mate. Like, Wickham is a bit different to Sunderland, Barrow-like, but I don't think anybody would give a shit if it was Sunderland West Brom or Sunderland Burnley. To be fair... As long as the two teams in the final are not from the same region, like let's say it is Burnley and Blackburn, they're both northwestern teams.
Oh. Both Lancashire, yeah.
As long as the two teams that in the final are from different areas of the country, I think it'll be fine. As long as they travel down on different railway networks, you'll be okay.
I wonder imagine what it was like when it were Man City and Man United, you know. Yeah. FA Cup last year and the year before, imagine that. Fuck yeah.
We're in a better place, though, when we went to the playoff last time against Luton. You know, we were struggling. I know we played well against Luton at home, but we knew we just didn't have the depth, and so we had a lot of injuries. So I feel like we're in a better position to go in the playoffs, but I still, you know what it is. I just want us to get on the run to see and push as far as we can. Let's not give up on second. Do you know what I mean? Or automatic. Let's keep going. I know we're sort of resigning ourselves to the fact that it is going to be the playoffs, but I just want, hopefully, it probably will be, the team will be like, look, we can keep going here. You know what I mean? And let's start on fucking Saturday by setting our stall out against Cardiff.
I mean, Borough could still make it, though, couldn't they? Because look at the games they've got next. They've got Swansea, QPR, Luton and Oxford. That's their next four games. If they win all them, they're in playoffs, aren't they? So we can't write them off.
Yeah.
When you think of it.
Just trying to work out. Oh, and by the way, because I forgot to call it out on the last podcast. Sunderland have officially absolutely smashed what we did last season. We've won two more games. We're on 9 more points already, and we've got 10 games to spare. Like, if you compare where we are versus where we were.
This time last season.
Well,
the season before, last season was a fucking...
To be fair, the season before was a bit of a chancer, wasn't it? Because we were third favourite on the final day to get into the playoffs. So it was kind of a nice surprise.
Are we already doing better than first season this time, but during the 2023?
I don't know, but I will check. Because
I think this time in 2023, I think, I don't know where we were or how many points we were on, but yeah.
Well, we didn't pick up any points in the last couple of games. So from March 2nd to the end of the season, we won two games and drew three. So we picked up 9 more points till the end of the season.
So was that this last season?
That was last season, yeah. Yeah, it was a grim show last year. I did not like the Dodds Beal era.
No. Imagine if we got Reggie Labrie straight instead of Beal. You know, when Beal came in, what if we got Reggie then? Might have been different.
Jacob, actually.
And to answer your question, we won 18 games in the first season back. We're on 18 now, and we had 69 points. So.
Oh, so we're not as good as
69.
Oh, yo. The two promoted teams were Burnley and Sheffield United on 101 and 91 points. Luton Town were third with 80. So, and Luton Town got promoted by the playoffs against, was it Cole?
Can't remember.
No, because we lost to Luton Town. We lost to Luton Town over the two legs. And Cove Borough. I think it was Cove. Yeah, because Cove beat Borough, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. I think. Oh, could you imagine Cove in the Premier League? With Ella Sims.
I would like to play against Frank Dodds next season.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not that worried.
You think they're going to go up, Paul, Wickham?
I've just seen where they are. Dodds.
Yeah, the second. But imagine, though, what if Wrexham come up as well? But two former Sunderland...
Gaffers.
Well, yeah. Because Wrexham, dinosaur Phil Parkinson...
Well, we know he'd be paying for a fucking draw.
I think we'll do the double up. We'll do the double over Wrexham and Wickham if they go up. I think we'd do double over them.
All right, let's just...
That's way too far in advance. We'll see them in the Premier League when they have enough money from all the Vegas people. I think we've got enough enough here. When is the next game? The Cardiff game. Well, when is Cardiff.
It's 3 o'clock kickoff Saturday.
3 o'clock. That's the midnight one here. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Nice. I'll see you on the weekend, lads. And if you're going to the game, enjoy it. If not, catch you on the watch along.
All right. Roger. Bye.
FTM.
Bye.